Yeah.
That's really
right. No, we do like 53. We do like 47 episodes.
Episode 140. I am your host, Lawrence of America, and with me today I have
Jules, True,
Gomer,
Taylor,
Steve,
Arthur, King of the Britain.
King of the Britain.
I feel like I established a lot of energy and everyone dropped it.
Wield on after.
I am doing my characteristic passive
seat of the throne.
Non-stressed emphasis.
Why? I didn't vote for you!
Okay, I guess next week I'll just be like, Taylor!
Exactly. Yeah!
Everybody look up this way and say hello.
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 Picture.
One more time.
All right, and we're seeing this picture live right now.
For the rest of this episode, we're going to do a bunch of things that you have to see to really understand what's going on.
It makes for a great audio
podcast. We're now all going to talk about each other's shirts. And the lady over there with the funny thing. If you're not seeing this, it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
I don't even know what she's doing.
Well, it's the most amazing sight I've ever seen.
I know, it could be
and
the greatest
thing. And I'm surprised
thing.
She hasn't been arrested for a decent exposure.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Normally you have to pay to see
this
something like that.
This is the most chaotic start to an episode.
Ever. All right. So,
what are we talking about today?
Stuff and things.
Stuff and things.
Whoa, mind blown.
Yeah, just blown.
Boom.
All right.
Should we start off talking science?
Let's talk science. So, two big things have happened recently. Solar roadways, one big thing, and one other thing.
Go to hell,
Tesla's. Tesla has released their patent.
That's a huge deal.
First of all, I'm going to tell you why that's not as huge of a deal as you think it is.
And I'll tell you why you're wrong once you finish.
Let's get our backstory established first.
All right.
Yes. So,
Tesla Motors,
the most prevalent electric car company today.
Most successful. Yes.
They gave us the proof of concept of, like, you can make an electric car that's fast as balls.
Yes.
Yeah. That was done before.
Well, they made it. They brought it to the public consciousness.
Yes.
Which is probably the most important part.
They were the first one that actually wanted to make money off electric cars.
Yes.
Well, like, anybody, if you, like, strap,
but,
like, a
okay,
giant
so
battery,
we're,
you can
familiar,
make things.
We're familiar with Tesla.
Yes.
All right, and the other thing is something, an invention called solar roadways.
Yes.
Which is basic. The stripped down concept is they want to create. They have these 7-inch hexagon panels.
Yeah.
That interlock to form giant solar panels that can be drove over, and you can drive a tank over them.
They have passed the traction testing. They've passed
impact
pressure tests.
Yep.
Now, they work perfectly well for day-to-day road use.
They've actually been tempered to the point to where on the hardness scale, the diamond is being 10 and like chalk being 1.
Yeah.
Asphalt's, it is our current roadways, is a 2.
Yes.
These roads, 7.3.
That's right.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Larry.
That being said, so... these are two big things. To me, the solar roadway thing is a much bigger deal because...
I'm not.
And Gomer obviously disagrees. And this is one of the rare times that me and Taylor agree on something.
Yeah, like the unholy alliance.
Never happens. Now she's Blade Runner.
I don't
have I seen these people even smile at each other.
I don't think.
It's been a long time, guys.
I don't think that the solar roadway is a bad idea. I just think it's a huge undertaking, and it's an untested product. We're not sure what rubber on the road is going to do to these.
They have tested these things.
No, they haven't tested them with 10,000 cars per day.
They are building right now.
They are building
a roadway to test it.
All
right. Now, they have tested it in what they call low speed, which is parking lots and playgrounds, and that's where they're starting to implement them now.
Yes. Okay.
Right now, as we speak, they are building them in Idaho.
Awesome.
They have a waiting list of people.
Yes.
Yes.
They did
an Indiegogo campaign. Goal is to raise $1 million. They're past $2 million now.
Yes.
Yeah. Blew out, so...
Yeah,
this is a big deal because it's going to be a real thing.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I'm saying in comparison to Tesla letting their patents off the hook, It's a Tesla doing that is a much bigger deal. We can see much more happen with that than we can with this roadway in a short period of time.
We're not going to see that.
Why?
Because GM...
It's not about GM. No, it's not about any business. It's about colleges. It's about colleges and universities.
Every automaker has tested their own electric vehicle,
yes.
proven they can make it profitably, affordable, sustainable, and work,
yes.
and all of them have refused to release it. GM
yes.
refunded 200,000 prepaid
yes.
$50,000 cars.
And that's not, I don't think because that's what it's about. I don't think that's what it's about.
Those cars don't break down. So before we see anything, yeah. now Tesla's patents aren't on their motor, they're not on their batteries, nope. they're not on their charger. Those are all
Agreed.
Things that were A, either yes. released by Tesla himself,
yes.
B, Thomas Edison, who had a functioning, working electric car that
yes.
he tried to push.
Yes, yes.
All right. The problem is they don't break down. So they can't sell you a new one every 2 years.
Exactly.
That's why...
I completely understand.
So unless you have some oddball millionaire like Richard Branson from yeah. Virgin Atlantic,
right.
who's more worried about going to space, you're not going to see anything done with it.
Why don't more people have...
The patents are with regenerative braking.
Yes.
That is their
exactly.
big thing.
Exactly. Why don't more people have a Tesla car? Because they're too expensive.
They're too expensive.
Right, right. Okay.
But once those patents...
Tesla himself, or the guy who founded Tesla,
yes.
Has said that he did all these sports cars first to fund the development yes. of an affordable sedan.
Exactly.
So they will release an affordable
but
sedan
still
before somebody
had
else
one.
See it.
We still haven't had
they're
one.
They're working on designing
yeah. Yes, but what
and
we
I expect
get,
we'll see
but
one
what we
under
get,
$50,000
what we get,
in the next five
what,
years.
Under $50,000 is not a price point that any consumer, a mass consumer, is going to be able to afford.
No.
First
that's
of all.
Why, that's why.
That's why these patents releasing is important, because
but
that's
the
where
thing,
the
Gomer.
Technology goes. That's where the money is. Once these patents are in the hands of colleges and universities, we're going to see, within the next year or two, advancements
but
in these.
But most of the technology is public domain.
I know.
But
no,
there's no patents that are
the
not
breaking.
Any.
The breaking patent is here, the one that's been released.
Here's the thing, though: the more important patents that will help you build the cars that Tesla built aren't the ones that were released. And two, you're not going to see anything of this because. So a couple college kids build one car.
No, that's not building one car. It's advancing the technology further so that it's
okay.
cheaper and more practical to put on vehicles that are
We're creating a false
conflict right
here. These can both be a big
deal. Oh, no,
deal.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. I totally agree. I totally agree. I haven't
this
even gotten on the roadway
This
yet.
Is an important step, Gomer's right, of getting these things are out there in the wild.
I
now.
Agree
yes.
with that.
Yes.
Smart people can get a hold of these things,
yes.
do some tinkering.
Yes.
I don't think it's going to be anything for a few years.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't either.
A long
but
time
the roadway is a decade
use.
Away from being even close to being practical.
The hell it is.
No,
no,
it's already
they're building it
right now.
Right.
Right. Anyone can build a rooftop solar panel.
No.
You're talking about
solar
putting them on a parking
right
lot.
Now.
Yeah, they are doing that.
Right I know.
This, second.
This is what I'm saying. This is not a new technology. What you are saying is the hardness of the durability of the solar panel is what's new. That's
yes.
all you're saying. Solar panels are not new. Anyone
yes,
can build
no
them.
Yeah,
but no, what he's
panels.
Saying is there's
Neither
a huge
are electric
difference.
Cars.
But there's exactly
electric cars might even be
but
older.
What,
no, they are older.
What,
no.
what is the appeal of putting a solar panel on a roof?
No, listen,
that
they
is
pay for
that
themselves.
Is that is different.
If we were
than
to
putting
replace,
a solar panel
just listen
on a
for
roof.
A minute. Listen
okay.
for a damn minute.
Okay.
If we were to replace every single square inch of road in the United States with these solar panels, it would produce three times more electricity than we currently use.
And that is the ultimate goal. Now, let me stop you there, because that's the ultimate
roads
goal.
Roads are sitting there just reflecting sunlight anyway.
I know.
This is not intruding
yes.
on people's lives. This is not, like,
absorb,
taking up
would
land.
Absorb the sunlight would actually ease
yes.
the
now,
non-existent condition
now
of
this,
global warming.
Now, this is why I only say... That
according to
so far, from what I know about this roadway, it's not fully tested the way our roads are tested with 10,000 semi-trucks running through Nashville, Tennessee every single week.
What's also,
no, let me,
right
hold
now.
On, no.
Consider, like, the weather?
Exactly.
Day-to-day endurance. I mean, will the solar panels themselves be cost prohibitive?
You guys are vastly overestimating how good a substance asphalt is.
Yeah. No.
It's
no,
not
no,
that
no,
hard
no,
to
I'm
ask.
Not overestimating. I'm just saying it's untested.
In the midst of testing it.
Exactly.
We're not talking about, like, the testing is going to be, like, 20 years in the future.
But hold on. Let me stop everyone, because what we're doing with this conversation is comparing A to B. And that's where I'm coming from. I'm comparing the advancement of so-called solar roadways to the releasing of Tesla's patents to every person who wants to study them in the world. Right now, there is one group with these solar roadways testing it. That means we are decades away. Hold on. No, let me stop you again. Let me finish.
You've been going for like 10
minutes. No, I haven't. I've been interrupted at every end because I don't get the final thing out. Even if these roadways are put onto the road tomorrow, that does not mean that everyone is going to stop using their gasoline-powered engines with their emissions that put soot and dirt onto the roadways, as do the rubber tires that we are currently using. That's why concrete highways have black strips down the middle after 2 weeks after the concrete's out. What I'm saying is, are we going to cover the United States in solar panels just to have them covered in black soot the next week? The testing is not done yet. My only point is, Tesla has a car that they know works and has put out patents on that to make it cheaper, more efficient, and anyone who wants to undertake that can do it. Right now, as far as solar roadways go, there is but one group able to test it. I am in no way saying that solar roadways are not a technological advancement that may help everything that's going on. I'm saying the state of global warming and the state of the pollution, Tesla's releasing of their patents is a much better thing in the short term than a solar roadway.
Now, can I
of course, Steve. That was my only point on it, and
you're
I don't have to say anything.
Let me jump in and say something.
I have to agree completely with Gomer, simply because he is correct on the rubber buildup of our roads and everything. If you watch NASCAR, every race.
Why would anyone do that?
I know.
Almost every race, those tires, yes, they're softer than normal car tires. But they put down rubber on the roads or on the track.
Yeah.
And they have to actually, when they go around to clean up after a crash or anything like that, they have brushes that have to clean that track. And it'll break the rubber off. It doesn't break it all off, but you can make a noticeable difference on a TV of how much rubber has been taken off once they've run the blowers and the scrubbers and all that.
Yeah.
Now, how much work will it take to go through thousands upon thousands of miles of roadway, even if you just did the highways?
Yeah.
You would be cleaning those highways, those miles of road,
all the time.
Every single day in most places.
Let's working from the
panels. Yeah, let Taylor say
to scrub it off. These panels, the real beauty of them, they're replaceable easily. You can pick them up, replace them with a new one with much less effort than you have to
and
go
cost.
Through now with the modern
roads.
Yes, with less cost than
you but that's
but
have, a highway. But I haven't seen those
now,
numbers.
Let me also say
as
this.
As far as cost goes. I haven't seen those
let
numbers.
Me say this. This is not about lowering emissions. It's not about reducing pollution. The main thing is about easing our electrical concerns.
Well, that's what I mean,
idea.
Though, by the emissions.
I'd like to point out, we're not replacing emissions from cars, but we are replacing emissions from power plants.
No, I totally agree. But
to
the only reason I brought up emissions from cars was because those emissions do dirty the road.
They dirty the
and
road.
If the yeah. road is dirty, that's not going to receive as much sunlight.
That's right.
All I'm saying is it's not. I'm not saying it's not promising. Oh, dude, it's
great.
What if these things happen
awesome.
Together now?
Of
what
course.
If we have these damn Tesla cars and we have these damn solar roadways? The, problem fucking solved.
Of course, but that's not how the discussion was brought to me. The discussion was brought to me A versus B.
You. The discussion is what you make of it.
No,
you're
the discussion was
conflict.
Brought to me.
That's what it was. Which was better?
We're comparing the.
Nobody ever said compare. They said, hey, these things are both happening.
No,
yeah.
Well, we can blame me for saying compare or whatever.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not saying that they're both not amazingly good
also,
events. They're
now,
awesome. I'm just saying
let's
look at it realistically.
Okay. So how are they going to do in real-world conditions?
Oh, and they're testing
the
that. That's awesome.
The only one way to figure that out is to put them in real-world conditions.
And that's what they're doing. Yeah,
now,
it's awesome.
Also, what you may not be aware of is they also have a display of these in D.C., all right?
Yeah.
They have a waiting list of companies and countries waiting to implement these.
No, I know.
They have gotten approval to be implemented in the United States. The only reason they haven't started implementing them already is they want to test them more.
Yes.
Sure.
But, yeah, and
right?
I know.
But there's an easy way to test
all
them
the...
in real-world conditions
without
building your own track.
Yeah.
They're not building a track. Or actually, a trucking company is doing it for them.
Yeah.
Where? In Idaho?
In Idaho.
Okay, where are they putting them?
So they're building a
okay
500 feet into their track of that roadway where they run several trucks every day, weighted down, and all year round.
I don't think
so. Before they're going to do a year of testing with
real world tests, though.
Yes, real world testing.
I don't think the problem is the durability of the substance, or actually
the use.
It's keeping them clean. It's because in the winter time. Well, hold on. In the winter time, you'll have it. Well, you'll have it one day. It'll be. Hold on, though. One day it'll be overfreezing.
The freezing.
Solar panels are made of a composite.
But heat goes up. If the water gets underneath it,
they're able to filter water.
All I'm saying is it
does
have
some
testing. Oh, of course they have. And I'm not saying that it's not a terrific idea. I'm saying, though,
they are grounded from lightning strikes.
In practice, we know that Tesla motors work. We're not sure if these.
No, these have been proven to work.
Not in the long term things that we're talking about. Tesla's, they've been running those for years.
Everything breaks eventually.
Of
but
course.
These things are replaceable. Well, these things are easily replaceable.
Well, but if it's not as cheaper.
Not as
so
you,
solar panels, we haven't proven to work. All right.
No, solar panels, we have proven to work. I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is
well,
we haven't proven a solar roadway with
practical.
Cars that are
right.
burning gas and rubber
and
on
the
it.
Other,
we just haven't proven.
The other thing,
we don't know how dirty
the rubber that's being left on these roads is more attractive to a road because it is a rubberized style surface. The asphalt, the tar, is a very similar material that attracts more of it than a glass wood.
Yeah, well, concrete absorbs it too, and concrete doesn't have any oil in it. But I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is Tesla's proven, roadways are still being tested. There's definitely a perk to having Tesla.
I am 95% confident in these damn things.
Oh, no, I'm as confident.
You're talking as though this is some pipe dream in the development.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about it realistically.
Realistically, to me, to think anybody is actually going to use the Tesla thing is a pipe dream.
Really?
Yes.
With the popularity of electric engines now, Prius, Leaf, these have been proven to work.
But they're still
semi-electric. Only with incentives.
They don't want them to work.
Well, they work.
Well,
no, Japanese automakers do.
Well, actually, the world economy does not want electric vehicles to work.
No, yet. American automakers don't want them to work. Japanese automakers want them to work.
No, they're selling the hell out of that shit.
They're selling the hell out of the Prius, dude.
Not as much as you think.
Hybrid engines,
yes,
still break down. And
oh,
they're fine with
they do break
hybrids,
down. Yeah.
But not battery operated. Not strictly.
And I completely
battery.
Understand.
That's the thing. They
not
want them
down.
To be disposable.
No, I completely understand that.
Right.
But they want you to buy a new one every 2 years.
But
Now, but so much
why
so,
doesn't everyone have a Tesla then if they're not breaking down?
Because
they cost too much.
Well, no,
when he releases the patents, the technology goes in. People research it and make it cheaper.
Normally, yes.
I think that's going to happen. I think Tesla motors are going to end up being cheaper, and they're not going to care about the competition.
Unless people are stopped, and that's the hard part.
That could happen. Although this electric, this solar road company could be stopped too. So yeah.
Except for the government is all on board on the solar roadway.
Yeah.
The government
the government has been giving incentives for people who buy electric cars for the last decade.
Yep.
So the government is on board there too.
Yeah.
All right. But the government isn't buying electric cars.
Agreed.
They are buying
electric cars.
Yes, yeah, they do.
They do buy.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Not in the same way they're buying other cars, but they're not buying roads either. They're buying a solar road to test it. But yeah, you're right.
They're paying for them to build all this stuff. But
let's get off the conversation. Let's go to something new.
This conversation's much more annoying than I thought it was.
Amazon today is supposed to be releasing a 3D cell phone.
Are they?
Yeah,
I did not hear that.
They're supposed to be debuting a 3D cell phone today.
That would be nice.
I already have a 3D handheld device. I call it a DS.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this keeps up with Zelda.
Somebody's coming out with a Virtual Boy.
I did hear about that.
It's not going to be the. It's not Nintendo. It's not the Virtual Boy, but it's a 3D.
Well, we have Oculus.
I think it's Sony is testing.
Yes.
Google Glass.
Google Glass is still going strong. Yeah, I mean, they're still building apps for it.
They're not selling it directly to the public. They're still in beta.
Oculus is a company that Oculus Rift maybe.
Yeah.
They're a company that came out with a virtual headset. Everybody went gung ho over this thing. Everybody was loving it. Facebook ended up buying the company so they could do virtual meetings. Doctors could like actually, you know, be seeing their patient. They're going to work with that technology.
Is that
yeah,
that much better than
I'm
just
not
like
sure.
Skyping or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If the doctor may be able to move around more instead of just sit in front of a camera, it could be.
I'm not sure, though.
It could be.
The technology's got a long way to go.
It could be. Here's the thing.
Go ahead, Larry.
If it's a 3D camera recording, if the patient could go, okay, I have this wound here, you know,
like
whatever.
Like a hologram, right. Almost.
And if they could take a 360 picture of them, that may be more useful.
Or,
but being able to just see them in 3D...
Well, not necessarily, because think of it this way. We already have doctors that's using computers and everything and robots to operate on somebody. What if they have a similar machine or the exact same machine and they're in California
or anywhere.
And the operation is actually being done in New York?
This is more than a telepresence, though.
And
this is
with
operating
with
on a human being remotely.
With those 3D
that's
glasses
crazy.
Or whatever, they'll be able to move that machine that they're working on. It'll be hardwired.
You're talking about like an arthroscope or whatever they call it. Arthroscopic surgery.
Right. Any
and that
other,
is just a machine
one,
that
they're
manipulating.
Working this one, and they're seeing everything like they were actually there, but not...
You know, they have similar automation in the medicine industry when doctors are writing scripts and filling them for mail order.
But
pharmacy.
This will be a little bit different, though.
I don't
this
know if that level of automation on surgery is a good idea, but we'll see.
Well, they use a lot of automation.
If I was
now
on Voyager,
on
I'd let a hologram operate on me, so what's the difference,
hey,
right?
If it works, it works.
You know, also, in technique, HP has announced they have what?
A new computer.
A new computer chip or something.
Yeah, something is like got like quantum.
Yeah.
And it's like 640 like petabytes per second or something.
Yeah, not in mass production.
Right.
But
they're
very
saying
expensive
in 5
if it were.
Years,
yes.
Once they've scaled it down, they'll be able to use it in cell phones that have 100 terabytes of memory.
Oh, wow.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
That's like tricorder. That's like carrying around a tricorder.
Come on.
For the average everyday
computer.
Use, I don't think any human being could possibly need that much.
No, but you could do five
people
things at once.
People said the same thing about 100 gigs.
Bill Gates that's said right? You'll never need a computer that has more than, what, 5K?
Something like that.
Yeah, he was quoted as saying that. Apple announced, too, that they're going to be releasing a computer under for $1,000.
But, okay, like 100 terabytes, that's like how many
they
songs
tried
is that?
Before.
How many videos is that? How many?
Yeah, but everything.
Well, how many videos is it when we record
like
them
a million
in 20K
years to go through
in
that.
The 20K 3D?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It'd be a tricorder.
Exactly.
You have all the information you need.
Like
it's a hitchhiker's guide, man.
All right, does. It does 4 gigs a minute, and that's in 1080 broadcast quality.
Oh, so you're saying if there's a nice high def camera on your phone,
if I were to be shooting in 4K,
yeah,
that would be a gig a minute.
Yeah.
All right. If I were to be shooting in 3D 4K, that'd be 30 seconds a gig.
So yeah, you could have a 3D camera.
And now they have theoretically
projected.
Sure. All right. So you're talking 2 gigs a minute with 4K, and
yeah,
you know, they want to be 4 times that.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, so you're going to talk about 8 gigs a minute. You know.
Yeah.
And so who knows? Maybe when we get the recorded hologram projection.
Well, in order to get a hologram projector on your phone, you got to start with the chip.
I'm saying if we put the ability to do something out there,
and people
we'll
will
find
do
a use for it.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah, as soon as a new computer drops, like a new graphics card or something, the very next game that comes out uses that card to the max.
And
every time.
I don't think Apple releasing a $1,000 computer is a good thing.
I don't either.
They tried that before.
They did.
And they failed with it.
Yeah. It's a different market, though. It is a new market.
Right. The reason why the Apples sell the way they do is because they're too expensive.
Yes.
Because
it's a Porsche.
Very elitist.
People want a Porsche. Even if it doesn't go that fast, they want a Porsche.
Want that
they are getting snob value from the brand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, you're buying a name brand.
Apple
you really
tax.
Are.
It's Apple tax. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's move off of tech. Let's get to more geek stuff.
All right,
do we want to talk about Game of Thrones' finale?
No, we can. I didn't watch.
I'm not a Game of Thrones fan.
Me neither.
I'm just disappointed that the one thing I wanted to see this entire season did not happen.
So, Heroes Reborn,
I don't read the
Powerpuff Girls reboot.
Lots of motherfuckers died. Some awful people died.
Yeah.
Some not so awful, but kind of awful people died. People died.
And some people who deserve to die died. And some people...
We can transition to some animation.
Oh yeah,
Taylor had some announcements.
I'm pretty excited
to talk about
the new trailer for Book 3 of Legend of Korra came out.
Awesome.
Yes, it did.
It looks
awesome.
Pretty amazeballs.
Zuko is back.
Zuko is back.
Riding a dragon.
Woo!
There's evil airbenders.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, apparently the big fallout from last season's finale. Spoiler alert: if you haven't seen it, I guess
go watch it if you haven't seen it. It's awesome.
Korra made the decision to leave the
portal between
the human
world
and
the
spirit
and
world linked together. World. So now it's harmonic convergence has happened, and like the realms are fused for the first time in like 10,000 years.
Yeah. Awesome. Since the first Avatar.
And it looks like that's giving people more bending powers, making non-benders benders.
Well, I had read somewhere that the Dai Li from Last Airbender,
they're back.
Awesome.
And what has happened is the time. When the Fire Nation was wiping out the airbenders, they took airbenders in. And what they've been doing is they've been secretly harboring these airbenders in order to...
use them later.
In order to, when the next avatar for the airbender, they will use that avatar.
Oh, neat.
And so you're going to see the return to the Earth Kingdom.
We are getting the Earth Kingdom back. I'm more inclined to believe that these are just brand spanking new airbenders, or at least a big chunk of them are,
just
because
people
who all of a sudden can bend
like
and
mutants.
Heat cut it before.
Like mutants
well,
just
you
popping
know,
up.
The only airbenders that we've seen so far, other than the Avatar, is all of Aang's descendants.
Yeah.
And so, they just can't be just them at the last
no,
Airbender.
They got
to be
more. Yeah,
but they're saying,
especially because we're going to get more than just Korra.
Yeah,
I mean it's a phenomenon now, man. This could go on for years and forever.
But they're
this whole universe. It's so great.
Gray Delisle is returning to the series as a new character.
Cool.
She's going to be a villain, an evil waterbender that has no arms. It uses water as appendages.
Oh, neat.
For Airbender fans, there's a new female villain who seems to have Combustion Man's powers.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
That's a... Oh, gosh. She's the evil Airbender's
girlfriend. She shall affectionately be named Sparky Sparky Boom Girl.
No, she's like Pi Lee or something like that. That's
what
her name is.
Yeah. Sparky Sparky Boom.
Sparky Sparky Boom Boom. But yeah, that's huge animation news. Look forward to that. But there's other animation news.
Some sad news in the animation.
Yeah, go ahead.
VoiceOver World, Casey Kasem passed away on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man.
That sucks. Hulk.
You know, Casey Kasem.
I love Casey Kasem. He's a part of my childhood. I think that's a joke he would have loved.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hope so. But he did. He passed away on Father's Day.
He'd been suffering for years from dementia.
Yeah.
That led to a fight between his current wife and his daughter, Carrie Kasem, that was discussed at length on several on Coast to Coast AM and on
all over.
Show with Nikki Sixx.
Yeah. I listened to that too.
Yeah, but that's sad news because Casey Kasem was the voice of Shaggy on Scooby Doo, but he was also the voice of Cliff Jumper, Teletran 1.
He was ripoff Shaggy from Josie and the Pussycats.
Yes, he was.
But that's just some sad
news. And he also hosted a little radio show known as Weekly Top 40. But,
actually,
had some impact.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
had some impact on the industry.
Yeah, had a little bit of an impact on the entire genre.
Usually, between Dick Clark and Casey Kasem, we've lost that generation.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we really
have. Defined, like the 70s and the 80s.
I don't think we'll ever have that again.
Oh, no.
Because of the way pop music is now. The way pop music is now.
There won't be another Dick Clark, Casey Kasem. Like,
it used to be that DJs made music.
Right.
Now it's music is made, and then DJs just push buttons.
Most of them are shock jocks anyway. Yeah, okay. DJ,
that's a bit disingenuous. There are some DJs out there who are making some mad riffs and whatnot.
I mean, DJs who not well, like, in that
DJs like, made musicians successful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, like disc jockeys.
They've almost eliminated. Oh, DJs
we're thinking of a different type.
You're thinking of like an MC.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You got Casey Kasem, Dick Clark, Wolfman Jack. You're not going to have that kind of thing anymore.
No.
And those guys, like Johnny Feba.
Wolfman Jack is still alive.
Johnny Feba.
He's not.
Johnny
B. Working?
WKRP.
Yeah.
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 But we have other animation news on a brighter side. Some
Powerpuff
Girls are coming back.
Not Powderpuff. Powerpuff.
I was never a big fan of Powerpuff Girls.
It was on TV when I came home from school. I was of that age bracket, unlike you.
Yeah, I understood the appeal.
I didn't.
Yeah.
It was on. I was in the target demographic, obviously, but
yes,
not by a long shot.
But
good on them, though.
What else?
Heroes Reborn.
Heroes Reborn.
Now that's going to be a 13 episode miniseries.
Yeah.
The guy who played Noah Bennett is reprising his role.
The man in the horn rimmed glasses.
I wish them the best of luck, but that show went off the air for a reason.
You have to give Heroes
a chance.
Go, Jewel.
I know. Writer's strike fucked him up. Yes. I know, but
the show, the last two seasons,
it undeniably went to shit.
It did.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
Hard pacing back.
No. Now. After the writer's strike, or during the writer's strike, the show was still going on and is about to start its third season. Well, they lost all their scripts that they had already slated for that season.
Because they weren't owned by the writers.
The writers took the scripts for that entire season with them.
Until they're credited, they belong to them.
So they had... So sad.
It's not
they had
sad.
To for scratch.
They should have
write a whole season.
They should have skipped
and they
a season.
Did a bad,
bad season.
Job.
Yeah.
And in fact, after the writer's strike, the fourth season, they had gotten all these new writers at such a cheap price. They never paid to have the original writers return.
That's right.
So the fourth season was written by the
rewritten
by the Scabs, who wrote the third season.
Well, I guess you get what you pay for.
You got what you pay for, and the show got canceled.
Go ahead, Larry.
As the premise of the show, I think their key mistakes, the two main villain and hero, Peter and Skylar, are two omnipotent.
Skylar.
That's
Skylar.
A good point. I mean, it's hard to work with
characters.
These characters are vastly overpowered, and that is a big problem.
Yes. Yes.
Also, hero to some degree, they had to come up with contrived excuses.
Well, they did that in the third and fourth season for Skylar.
Just go back
and
kill him in his crib, hero. But, of course, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea to introduce time travel.
Hero showed up with a ninja sword and a badass attitude, and they never got back to that.
Because that was supposed to be in the third season. Because they do it in the second season. They go back
and
forth in the future.
They drop Peter's girlfriend off in the future.
And they never answered that. They did so many things that they do these things in comics, and it's especially back in the day, and it's more excusable then because it's like months between
the shorter. How many characters can Ellie Larder play?
Yeah.
These characters, they just like drop off the face of the earth and are never mentioned again.
Never mentioned.
Really, this is
contrived love triangle.
They just went flip-flopping morality. Just went so crazy. Yes. I would be happy if this was a reboot. Also, I would be happy if this was like a prequel side story.
That's what I'm
or a Days of Future Past where they retcon everything.
No, I don't want a retcon. I want horn rim glasses when he was really a badass.
And I know
before Claire freaking made him a wuss.
It's the same actor though, isn't it?
Yes.
So it how can he be same. Younger?
Look, Hollywood magic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, he has not gotten that much older. No. I mean,
yeah,
honestly,
he looks all right. Looks
I know,
right.
but. He's still makeup as physically aged in the years the show's been off.
And Claire was
but it's
16
kind of a tall order
the
to
show,
say
yeah.
that he's a younger man.
16
now.
Years younger. you never know. My big release, the news I heard this week, Danger Mouse is coming back.
That'd be cool.
Awesome! Penfold. Loved Danger Mouse as a kid. It was Nickelodeon showed the old British episodes. I haven't
Count Duckula.
Yeah.
Run with Count Duckula.
Oh, man.
Great.
So excited that Danger Mouse is coming back. Hopefully it's good and I can watch it with my kids and introduce my kids to one of the coolest superheroes that wasn't in comic books. One of my favorite superheroes not in comic books. Yep. He lived in a fire plug, man.
He did.
He lived in a fire plug.
He had a little car that he drove around in.
Yes, he did.
He was a spy.
Yeah, he was.
Big time. A good spy.
And a blindfold. He had, like, the eye patch, you know?
Yeah, he has the eye patch.
Oh, dude. Penfold,
his
little buddy.
He's probably one of the only good guys with an eye patch.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Fury. Does. Nick Fury's kind of more.
Well, Nick Fury's, like, chaotic neutral.
Nick Fury's
more. Yeah, I'm
going to
call him, like,
he plays in the real world, though.
Yeah. So I'm hoping
he sees the world as it is.
Right.
I'm hoping they keep Danger Mouse as close to the original, even with the art, the animation would still keep up.
Oh yeah.
And I think we have a little bit too much. Let's talk about that. What do we think about animation? Is animation getting too far away from what animation used to be?
I hear they're canceling Adventure Time.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why? Why would they do that?
Somebody too said adult. That the relationship between the two princesses is a lesbian relationship. That's what somebody told me.
The merchandising the merchandising money isn't as good as something like My Little Pony. But I only bring that up because...
Is something like Adventure Time sustainable? I mean, don't you watch that for like the surrealist mind fuckery? How long can you do that?
Hold on. That's not what they make the most their money off of.
No. Here's the thing, guys.
I'm saying
Warner
like the crux of the show, though.
Time and time again, we'll cancel a show at the height of its success with the ratings based on toy sales.
Right. Yep. But they'll still make a movie...
Oh, yeah, they'll do an Adventure
and
Time
another,
Nancy movie.
Looking at somebody's tattoo over here, a show that was canceled, by the way, right there.
Yeah.
Because it was too adult.
Yep.
And Adventure Time is considered too adult for its actual demographic.
Right.
The way Batman Beyond, in the height of its success, was the number one animated series on television.
Tank.
Oh, was canceled because it was too adult because it showed
a
bullet firing from
a
gun.
Some shows do last too long. Some great shows last too long.
Yes.
Well, that's all.
But Batman Beyond only got two seasons.
Yeah, Batman Beyond should have definitely went
at
least one more season.
Yes.
Now, also, you talk about to adult, you show where the content creators have a reputation at hanging out in 4chan and taking fan feedback off one of the most notoriously...
Go ahead.
Non-kid-friendly sites in the
Very
world.
Very good way to describe 4chan. Because 4chan will come down on you hard, man. Do not talk smack on 4chan.
For those who don't know, 4chan was pre and worse than Reddit can ever be.
Yeah.
For those of us who are older and remember 4chan.
But Reddit's tagline is they are the front page of the internet.
Yeah.
4chan is
the
back
page
of the internet.
It's all the awful little ads.
I think there's a reason that there's urban legends about 4chan killers, not urban legends about Reddit killers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 4chan is a dark
well, Reddit
place
has,
in the internet.
Reddit has one guy you can call upon, and he'll enter the call. Unidan.
Yeah.
But I only bring this up because, alright, Danger Mouse was a classic hand-drawn animated show.
Yes.
Yes.
Alright. Adventure Time is Flash animated.
Yes.
Flash was a program designed to make buttons on the internet.
Yes.
Change colors.
Yep.
Nothing else.
That was it.
It's amazing Flash. The mileage they've got out of it.
It's amazing the mileage they've got out of Flash, dude. Yes.
They've gotten a lot out of that.
Every Facebook game
is all Flash,
dude. Yep. It's amazing.
Just about every mobile game runs the original Flash.
Well, not on app. You know,
another problem with cartoons, though, is back in the day, you used to have the guns in them. You used to have some blood sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Roadrunner.
Blatant racism.
Blatant racism.
Well, not even that, but the violence I could definitely see.
The violence and all that.
Well, that's what...
Nowadays, kids get in trouble for pointing their finger like a gun in school, so their parents don't... I think you're overgeneralizing a bit.
There have always been violent and kiddie cartoons.
Right.
There are today violent and kiddie cartoons.
But they've done that a lot of it. For instance...
They can't take you to school with them.
You can't show a fist hitting a face anymore.
Right. It's
very
hard.
They show you them punching.
I understand why animation is going away. If G.I. Joe from
it.
The 80s was on today, you couldn't take it. But you couldn't take a lunchbox to school with a picture of a gun on it. I understand what he's saying. I'm not sure if that's as much of an influence on animation today, but it definitely is an influence.
My thing is
you got to be careful as a producer of these shows putting it on TV because
Flash and that being a predominant thing encourages lazy animation itself.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Well, no, South Park encourages lazy animation.
South Park is not about lazy animation. It being so crappily animated is part of the point of South Park.
But isn't that the point, though?
No, isn't it coming...
No, hold on. Isn't it coming to the point where the animation doesn't matter? It's all about the story.
Yeah.
But doesn't animation matter?
I would say for things like Coral we were just talking about, half the appeal of that is watching these beautifully drawn bending
Exactly.
Fights.
But I'm wondering if Danger Mouse, just because that's what we're on, is it going to put as much attention into the animation, or are they going to focus on the characters and the story and doing that?
But it's Danger Mouse.
You're making a good point, Larry. Go ahead.
Now, well, yes, I think the story does ultimately matter.
Did Gomer just say you're making a good point?
I did. I said Larry's making a good point.
What's with all these conundrums?
Dude, I know.
It's gracious.
Mirror. It's mirror.
But.
It's terrifying.
Who are you? What are you doing with Gomer?
He doesn't have a goatee, so we're good.
Or maybe he shaved it off.
One of Flash animated shows that are just total crap.
Agreed, yes.
And we're losing a lot of the classic animation skills.
I think so too, man.
And for the record, South Park was done in a very classic paper-paste stop-motion
animation. No, I'm not saying that it's...
Originally, but now it's just Flash.
I'm not saying that its concept wasn't...
It's not Flash, but
It's computer-aided.
Digitized paper-paste.
But what I'm saying is the success of South Park combined with its use of that style of animation combined with people not understanding the importance of that sort of animation and just assuming that it's a cheap use of animation made it possible for these shows to have less than adequate animation, less than good quality animation, and still be able to be successful just because their story and their characters are intriguing, like Adventure Time.
We're veering dangerously close to these damn kids today don't understand
these kids and their damn lack of pencils.
And I will defend South Park on this one aspect, and I think this is hilarious. For those who don't know,
South Park stays on the air.
The fact that they have a lesson to be learned in every single episode.
No, I'm not talking shit on South Park.
They have literally gotten away.
What was the lesson to learn in the episode where Cartman kills some kid's parents and makes them eat them in chili?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't piss off Cartman.
But actually,
I don't think that's going to be pertinent in my own mind.
That bullyism gets nobody nowhere, and that if you bully somebody long enough, bad things can happen to treat somebody else with respect.
But doesn't that only reinforce
But then he did the worst thing of all, and he got away with it scot-free.
But doesn't that idea only reinforce what I'm saying, where animation doesn't matter
anymore?
What's the lesson in the episode Simpsons did it?
Yeah.
Well, I think
original.
I think the lesson there is that you don't have to kill yourself for originality.
Yeah.
Because the Simpsons have done everything.
Exactly. You're not going to reinvent the wheel.
But I'm saying animation matters.
Yes,
And it should again.
That
we
was
need a renaissance,
original,
I think, of animation again.
My original thing
like we had in the
80s. My Little Pony and Adventure Time was the sheer animation. This is my main thing against Dragon Ball Z, is I just don't like the animation style.
Well, I kind of dig animation.
I can see an argument. I'm not saying Dragon Ball Z is bad animation.
Yes.
I just don't like that style.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. But I am saying My Little Pony and Adventure Time are bad animation.
Are bad for animation.
Right.
Yeah.
That's my point. I think they're bad for the genre altogether.
Now, that's not even actually taking the content into.
Exactly.
That's another discussion. Just the
animation. Can I say something about animation?
Of course.
In Japan, you know why animation took off so much in Japan? And why we get such good animation from Japan?
Why?
It's because the country is so small, they could not afford.
Sets
to actually
and stuff like that.
Do the sets and travel and everything like that.
I can totally
see that.
That's totally logical.
Same thing for when Godzilla first came out. It was all clay animation or rubber suits and models and everything. You see the string coming through?
Yeah.
They actually made animation better, in my opinion, than Walt Disney World ever did.
I agree.
And if more American companies would take their... Well, ways of animation more.
And they took
a lot more shows.
It's hard for me to say that when Don Bluth was working at Disney.
Right.
That was great shit, man.
But originally when the Japanese animation took off was after our culture had literally dominated their culture in World War II.
Yes.
They were taking a lot of things. Oh, these are the things the American done.
Yeah.
Right. Let's do that. And they were actually improving upon it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And sometimes perverting. But that's another story altogether.
Oh, yes. It's
good at perverting stuff.
But it comes at a time for them. They were broke.
Right.
After World War II, Japan was broke.
It was hard to make a movie.
It's hard to make a movie.
When you can hire three guys to make a movie, and all you need are those three guys,
they perfected the craft.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Because they had plenty of time. That's why manga is in black and white.
Right. Yeah.
They couldn't afford to print their comics in color.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
It's kind of funny, these stories about budget cuts making these iconic things.
It's iconic. You only expect
teleporter
in
Star Trek. That effect was more cost effective than doing a shuttle scene.
The transporter was almost an afterthought because they thought they were going to get the shuttle thing.
The Incredible Hulk is green because was the least runny of all things.
And cheaper, I think.
Yeah, it was cheaper. Gray Ink was more expensive back then.
The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, he was gray.
Yes.
But in the animated, he was green because it would show up better.
Yeah.
So, I just like Japanese animation.
Especially
being over in Japan for 2 years.
I actually just watched Heavy Metal the other day back in the
That's year. Actually not Japanese animation.
No, I know. We were just saying, talking
that's
about
Canadian animation. Society.
Yeah, it is. It's Canadian.
And American metal.
Yep.
But, man, some of the best drawn...
Have you heard Canadian
metal?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's about to start a new season.
But some of the greatest breasts ever drawn are in that...
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Man.
That magazine.
I had forgotten.
Way to perv it up.
Well, there's a lot of different artists in Heavy Metal magazine.
Yeah. Mobius.
Yeah.
For those who don't know that artist. Famous sci-fi artist.
Speaking of
a lot of covers.
Speaking of breasts.
Speaking of breasts and animation, we can't have this conversation without at least shouting out to Ralph Bakshi.
Okay. Definitely.
The guy who invented adult animation.
Yes.
And it is on record as putting the first adult animated feature film out.
Yep.
And, which Fritz the Cat. Japanese animation owes him
a big nod, too. Oh, yes.
And of course, he was inspiration for heavy metal. We've seen Wizards come out, that is one of my favorite movies.
Yep.
And also one of the things I have against George Lucas, because they
ripped off. Besides American Graffiti.
They took when Star Wars came out.
Yeah,
it was originally called War Wizards.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And not only did they take half of his budget, to do to Star Wars, they also made him change the name.
Yep,
because they didn't want two movies with the word "war" in them coming out in the same year in the title.
Wow.
So Now, Botchke did a lot of rotoscope animation. Yes, and,
oh, man, so cool.
He came up with a very inventive way to make up. And so they were running so tight, he literally had to borrow money to make some photocopies of certain scenes,
and just redo.
Just to use.
Wow.
Because he ran out of animation budget.
Wow.
Just to fill in the last few seconds here and there.
Yeah, yep. Awesome.
But
that's the great thing about animation. It can just be one guy and his passion, and you can get it done and do something else.
It definitely could be a labor of love.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything should be.
We would hope, but some of it, I know. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, I think I'd like to see a resurgence of animation. I think with Disney's latest Frozen, maybe getting away a little bit from the Pixar look and looking more like a traditionally animated movie, even though it's not.
Well, he was talking about hand-drawn.
Exactly. Hand-drawn. I know. Right. I know. But it definitely looks like it was hand-drawn as opposed to a lot of the stuff they've been doing.
There's nothing wrong with the CG. Definitely.
It cheapens the process. It's a lot cheaper. It does cheapen it.
But it's not as lazy of an animation as Flash.
That's why.
Oh, totally agree.
True.
And speaking of CG, I'm surprised nobody mentioned it earlier, but that just reminded me, of course. Reboot.
We talked about Reboot last week.
Of course, that was a great show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
Beast Wars were the first two fully computer-generated
Read that Transformers might be getting another animated
show. It's surprising it hasn't happened already.
Is that shocking news, though? They had one recently.
Rescue Bots.
Yeah. But that's been...
That was a TV show.
Yeah, but this one's supposed to be more traditional to Optimus and those the original crew of Autobots and Decepticons.
I'm not impressed.
Yeah,
Hopefully it's not like Rescue Bots, it's supposed to be like
CG backgrounds with 2D characters.
Yes.
Spider-Man? 90s Spider-Man, anybody?
Kind of, yes.
CG backgrounds?
It looks so cool.
It doesn't awesome. Look as Phenomenal good as something, I, as something as Prime. Not That shouldn't follow up Prime.
All
right, I want to see Transformers cartoons new. They should do a new one every few years and Star Trek they keep
series.
It going.
Do we want to jump in the works?
It talks about taking it
100 years after Abrams, a new TNG perspective. 100 years after the redo of the OS universe.
That's I really don't want to see anything in like the J.J. Abrams new young Trek car. Universe.
100 years from now. I don't know.
It'd be nice.
Something like the idea, somebody even threw out the idea
as long as they do not
the
follow...
The Romulans would be a part of the Federation Alliance and not the Klingons.
Well, as long as they're not going to follow the book series, they're great.
No, they're not.
They're great.
It's hard for me to get excited about Trek since Abrams. It's almost as though like Star Trek is like almost dead to me now.
Well,
because I still have those old ones that I can go back and look at.
But you can't look at it that way. It's a whole new universe.
That'd be like saying you wouldn't be excited about TNG because of the last five Star Trek films that came out.
No, that's different.
I can take it more to a sci-fi
TV show. I distinguish every movie from every TV show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Except Doctor Who. Doctor Who.
Well, I'm saying like I agree with him though. I wouldn't want to see like a rebooted
TNG.
I don't want to see a new Star Trek TV show
in the Abrams universe.
If it's Abrams style.
No, I'm not saying it's Abrams style. I'm saying the idea of a new
Rambo with warp drive. I don't want to see that.
If they stick with Star Wars, hold on, stay in the, you're hitting it all up because we had some stories.
It's new characters and a new idea.
Han Solo got hurt,
and it'd still be Star Trek.
Yeah, it's not Star Trek.
You don't just know that.
No, I'm saying the Abrams universe right now.
No, it's not. That's maybe 100 years from now.
They might be able to, pull off the morality tales that they did in TNG and all these other ones in the J.J. Abrams universe.
It'd be super easy.
I'm just not going to hold my breath and hope and wish for it.
Actually, if they do it 100 years in the future, I hope they actually, not just the explorer part of it, the more of the military side of it.
Yeah.
They did with DS9 with the Dominion War. But if they do it with an actual ship actually exploring... Yes.
At war, maybe not at war,
but more of a bring in a combination of DS9, Voyager and TNG for the ship.
Yeah.
Because how much was with TNG, they didn't explore as much.
There was TNG, more. I mean, there was more political.
Right.
It was more
about political.
Well,
with the Cardassians.
Those are boring stories. And, it was go there, solve the problem, go to the next.
And that's what TOS did too. That's what the original series
was. No, TOS went go there, sleep with the whole lady,
and then
they explored a lot too.
They
actually did, but there just wasn't enough. Basically, for me, first contact situations in
not
TNG.
Like Voyager. Right. Voyager. Well, here's the thing.
Voyager was all about the exploration.
TNG couldn't help.
They couldn't
TNG
help.
TNG was about the flagship and doing what flagships do.
Oh,
agreed. Voyager was about exploration.
But
DS9
was
about being
ahead, Larry, the military.
All covered a base and a flagship.
Yes.
You know, they could tie all those things in one series. In the universe, you know.
Right, and that's what the idea of this new trek.
Right.
Go ahead.
But the original series was about where no one has been. That's what they need to get back
well,
to.
Well, the Enterprise wasn't at that time. It wasn't the flagship. It was just a ship.
And that's what I'm saying. They need to get back to that.
And that's what I think they're going to try to do
and that's
with
this
what new series.
For. It'd be great if
it'll
they do.
It'll be 100 years in the future from the new alternate timeline. Things can be different.
I would not use Abrams' timeline.
I wouldn't either. I want to see Trek on TV again.
If they use Abrams' timeline, there's magic teleporters that can take you between planets. And starships are useless.
Useless.
Right.
You don't need them.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Children.
Actually, the other side of the galaxy teleporter.
And you know, at the same time,
transported from Earth to Klingon to the Kronos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know
they
what? In the original series, they go
Voyager
warp 13.
Two.
True that. Well,
they go warp 13.
On a ship.
And they time travel.
On a ship.
No. They go warp 13, which is not possible. On any other
series, they have interplanetary transport.
No. In fact, they go warp 13 more than once.
No, not after
no
the new
physics
math.
In the original series.
After the new math,
you saying that there's no the physics they established in the new movies is ridiculous.
Jules,
when they established so many,
no,
ridiculous
I'm saying
things.
That
Jules,
the physics they established in TNG
in the books
made the old TOS physics look silly.
Right,
but once they had TNG, then warp 10 was the math.
That's
warp 9.99.
But
here
TNG could
but
establish.
TNG they went warp 13.
Hang on a minute.
At the end of the day, the problem is this: at least the old shows had internal consistency for what those shows were.
But none of the movies did.
But if you fuck the movies, I keep saying
that. That's my point, guys. A new series would be a new series,
there's
not
no
a new movie.
There's no internal consistency even in the
all right,
themselves.
With all that being said,
what
let's
I'm
jump
saying.
On comics.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, so
a lot of things going
big
on.
Deal. So now the Walking Dead big event has concluded. They're back to a monthly schedule.
All Out War.
They did a big time jump and came out with a new jumping on point.
Oh, wow.
And so,
with what issue?
Issue 127. But you could jump on. I read 128 as well, and I think you could easily jump on right there.
Nice. Wow. Awesome.
The only thing I don't like about it is that the fact that it jumps back to Rick. It you introduce a whole new group of people, but in that
and
same issue, you still go back to Rick.
In all fairness, until Rick is gone, I will not read the book. He's a
once
waste
Rick's
of a
gone,
character.
The book will be
I was
over.
hoping
Rick's
that this new group
character.
Of people would have
well, that's actually what they're kind of implying that he may not be the main character anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
Okay, I'm going to read it again.
They introduced this new main character, this new group. It's been out on our own for like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
or whatever, or been with other groups. And now Rick, they did a 2-year time job.
It's
going
to be the second series.
Rick's group finds them, and it's following them meeting Rick's group and everything.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but I was hoping that they
it's
wouldn't
still
have met
gonna,
Rick's
they're
group
gonna
in
tell,
the same issue.
They're going to tell what's happening with there, but they've kind of, everybody's, I mean, really, with Rick's groups, it's just going to be a blasé type story.
Yeah. Well, Rick's group has done what Rick's, when Rick and Negan had the final confrontation, Rick proposed to Negan a solution.
Okay.
And that was basically, if you want stuff that we have, you get us stuff that we need. And we work together because we're always going to have the dead. We don't need to be killing each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. So what happens is Negan comes to that realization.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping
Rick
up. I have no idea
point.
Who that person is.
But then Rick...
But anyway, here's all you need to know. Basically, Rick has established a community. There are 3 or 4 other communities. They have a barter system. They have this relative peace,
all out
and
peace,
thriving.
So it's all out peace.
They have ways to steer the herds
away from
right.
They've been
driving, basically going out and drawing
large numbers of zombies
away from the communities and driving them like cattle drives and turning them away.
Oh, cool!
Yeah. So and that's how this new group
they accidentally drive one
people.
Into this new group.
Yeah.
So they save that group. And they bring those in. And that's where you start out with them.
Very cool. Okay.
So
there's other elements to it, too, because Carl and Negan are buddies.
Well,
in a way.
Let's not get into any of that detail. No, yeah. I would say you're 100% wrong, because Carl says he wants to kill the guy.
Yeah, but you don't go to your dad's friend, your dad's worst enemy at this time, and ask him for advice.
He's the jail keeper.
Who, Carl?
Yes, he was bringing him food.
Another comic news.
I got one.
They killed Nick Fury again.
In what? In our original son.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't read that
yet. That was a nice
did you read that?
Number three?
No. I'm assuming there's more than meets the eye to this.
Yeah, probably more than meets the eye.
That's not
the
issue three lead-off.
No. Oh, yeah, I did read that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to count.
That's
not
a big deal. That's a climax moment that came too early, so I'm guessing that...
The secret boss is real Nick Fury. Yeah, I think Nick Fury's old and haggard.
I don't know. That event is keeping me guessing. I want to enjoy the mystery, so yeah. I don't even
think. I like it.
For one thing, I'm reasonably confident that they didn't just like immediately make Bucky an asshole in the blink of an eye.
Exactly. There's going to be some backstory there.
It's Jason Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think the big boss, the secret boss, is real Nick Fury.
Nah,
and he told Bucky to do that.
Too easy. To try to get out the guy.
When it comes with the reveal that he's like this like dithering, dying old man, that could have some mileage to it.
I don't know.
I think it has some mileage to it.
It seems like it's not big enough idea for Jason Aaron.
No, but making Bucky do that to make everyone oust Bucky and let Bucky get cool with the real killer.
What do you mean everybody?
I mean all the people who are hunting down the killer.
I don't think so.
I think so.
No. In other comics news, Fables hit issue 141 today.
And is on its final arc.
That is...
And it's already sold off the shelf.
Yeah. Yep. Fables, if you haven't read it, is a really, really good read. It spawned its own, you know, spin-off title.
Yep. Video game.
Video game. Definitely a fun book. And now's going to be the time to, you know, look for those collected. They're going to get cheap and they're going to get popular.
And also for all you terrible, awful fans of Wolverine. The countdown has begun.
Yay.
To his death.
3 months, I think.
Three months
to live.
Wolverine dies.
Yay.
This month is month three. Then we have month two and month one. And then we'll start the event by Charles
Soule
and Steve McNiven.
I
think it's Charles Soule. I don't know.
I love Steve McNiven's art. He's always drawn Wolverine. Old Man Logan is one of the coolest looking Wolverine stories.
I hope they kill him, melt him down to slag.
That's ridiculous of you to expect.
But
that.
I know that.
Something
I'm just
cool
hoping
they would.
Something cool coming out of Wolverine's death.
I'm going to say, it's not the...
Go ahead.
The character is overexposed, but he's not an inherently bad character.
It's not his fault if they use him too much.
I like Wolverine as a character so very much.
But they use him too much.
He's like The Rock now. Saves something.
They've kind of...
Yes.
They have pulled back a little bit.
But only because...
He's not in the Avengers as much.
He's only in one X-book.
Yeah.
Now, even though he's in a book called Wolverine the X-Men, Wolverine barely shows up.
Yeah, he's almost not in that book. They're just pulling him back because they're fixing to kill him off.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all pre-planned. It's like everything else.
And it's weird because I hear both sides of the death argument. Yeah. Oh, they're killing off Wolverine. Oh, he'll be back in a month. Oh, they're killing off Wolverine. Thank goodness he's been needing to die forever.
Yeah.
They won't be back in a month. They won't build up to this death so much.
I think they'll do like the Joker. They'll keep him out of comic books for a whole year.
I hope it goes at least two.
Two. I hope two. Hey, they kept Peter dead for 2 years.
Professor X is dead for a year and a half.
Professor X has been in for
2 years. Going on three.
Yeah, around 2 years.
Two or three,
it's two. It's going on.
If anyone doesn't think that the Joker is going to be the big bad guy at the end of Batman Eternal, you're not reading Batman Eternal.
Right. But my whole thing, well, yeah, he was gone for a year, he came back, and he's been gone for another year.
Yeah.
And then they should do that Wolverine. What is cool that's coming out of Wolverine's death is Gail Simone.
Yes.
Is going to write Wolverine without Wolverine.
Yes.
It's going to be about Wolverine's sidekicks.
And all of his
buddies. It's going to be Kitty Pryde, Jubilee, Rogue,
Nightcrawler,
Armor.
Gail Simone writing Kitty Pryde is something Armor, I can get on board with.
Yeah, Armor, Nightcrawler, and
Kitty
Pryde's
probably my favorite X-Men. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that one, her, too.
And X-23. It's going to be Wolverine without Wolverine. That's going to be a cool book.
Especially Gail Simone
writing
She gets you
Gail
in the feels.
Gail Simone coming back to Marvel
is
an exciting thing
for awesome.
Me.
That's awesome. I have no problem with that.
I have no problem. I think that's going to be a cool book.
If done properly, she will, I believe.
Pretty sweet. I used to hate Deadpool. I still kind of do. Only two writers have ever made him worth
reading. He has the overexposed thing going.
It's Gail Simone and Rick Remender. Those two people have treated him properly.
Well, I'm going to go on this. We've gotten well past the point now where you just kind of have to accept that characters are going to die all the time in comics.
And come back.
And it's just what it is.
They address it.
What's important is how they handle it.
Yeah.
When Ed Brubaker handled killing and bringing back Cap and the time in between very well.
Very well.
Hickman and
awesome.
Johnny Storm.
Morrison did a solid job with Batman.
Storm. Yes.
Hickman did a great job with Johnny Storm.
Yes.
So, time to wrap it up. Final thoughts.
Hickman's current Avengers run may or may not
be New Avengers.
I like his Avengers run, Gomer. Is one of the best and probably quintessential Avengers stories in probably 10 years.
Nah,
10,
I don't
20
know
years.
About that.
New Avengers.
I don't have a final thought. OutrightGeekery.com, we're exploding up there. Check it out. Get on early.
Taylor.
Finally wrote a new article for the first time in a month.
Yes.
Check it out, please.
It's so good.
Finally saw Godzilla, and it was worth it, to
awesome.
Say the least.
Nice. Maybe I'll see my old lady doing movies.
Happy birthday, Dad. Love you much.
Alright, I'm going to wrap it up with Goodnight Elaine.
I knew you would.
And what about, what about a real quick tribute to Casey Kasem? Keep your feet on the ground and
keep
reaching for the stars.
That was in the fields.
That was in the fields.
That hurt me a little bit.
That was.